you know, some would say some of his actions are bad. Others would say they're cunty. So. What's up, guys?
One more time.
I'm keeping that in. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Talks.
I wasn't thinking that was actually.
That caught me okay. So off guard.
No, it's silly. It was silly.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Talks. Like, Lily wanted to rudely interrupt me.
I'm the star.
During my 5 seconds of fame at the beginning of these episodes.
We all know why you watch the show, so I thought I would talk.
What's that video clip and that TikTok audio from that one show that's like, please, I'm a star.
Yeah, that's me. That's trying to do the intro to the show.
Anyways, welcome back, everybody.
Hey, guys.
No new episode last week.
What's up?
Which sucks. We suck. There was, okay, so I talked a little bit about it.
Christina suck. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, it was like, it was you too. It was a mutual like, I don't think I could do this week. And you were like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, because Sunday night went late. And I had a long work day.
Yeah,
Monday,
and we record like, on Monday Monday nights. And I put on the GNT Instagram story a tiny little blurb about how Sunday night I hosted a Friendsgiving and it just went so, it was so much fun, but it went so south.
Do you guys, could you ever imagine us possibly like doing anything normal? Like
normal.
Do you ever think that Christina would have a party that would just go smoothly?
Normal? No.
Both just went tits up. Like New Year's
what
Eve.
What was the first one?
Do you want to read the text I sent you after New Year's Eve live right now on Gin and Toxic?
Wait.
Kinda.
Yeah.
No, I do. We should do that one day.
We're gonna do it right now.
We're gonna do it right now.
I think we should do it right now.
Okay.
Let's kick off the episode with a little drama. A little, you know, this is perfect because we're in December. Like, let's take a look back at our year and let's remember the iconic January 2nd text message that Lily and Jeff curated.
That's the only novel I sent this entire year.
That's what you're getting for Christmas. That text message framed.
Oh my God, I want that.
I will get it for you. Yes. Now you know one of your gifts. That will be one of your gifts.
That was the nicest thing I've ever done for this bitch. Wait, so this text message.
Let's back up. Okay, so Lily's saying two parties I threw, I guess. Well, the other one was technically last year into this year. So I throw New Year's Eve every year and I have like a crazy party and whatever. And it's a whole thing. And then Friendsgiving was supposed to be chill vibes and it was not. And there was glasses breaking, tables breaking, drugs, like everything. Was
cheating. Like,
cheating. Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
But we'll get into that. But basically what Lily's referring to, my iconic New Year's party last year or technically this year.
It was an iconic. Well, it was iconic.
Yeah. As you guys know, I was dating my narcissistic, horrible ex-boyfriend during that time all my friends hated.
Hated him so much.
Hated. And we already did. If you guys are
couldn't
interested.
Couldn't have made it more clear.
Yeah, couldn't have made it more clear. If you guys are interested in hearing all about that, we have an episode that's called Break Free of That Toxic Relationship. And it's literally the entire story of what happened with me and him from when we like, you know, from when we broke up and, you know, the cheating and this and that and why he was such a narcissist and all this stuff. We actually posted a clip on TikTok and Reels the other day that definitely got a lot of traction of me talking about one of the ways that he cheated on me. And yeah, it was from that episode.
It's like 100,000 views almost.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great. It's from that episode, Break Free the Toxic Relationship. It is from like August. It's from like August or July. I think it's from August 3rd. I kind of remember because I remember replying to a comment on TikTok. Anyways.
I just disassociated for like, if you just saw me staring off, I was disassociating, but I'm back.
Anyways, so, you know, Lily and Jeff have expressed to me a few times how they didn't like him.
Like
and,
up
you
to
know,
this point, I already had.
Yeah, you were already like, when he cheated the first time and were like, I don't like how like you brought him back in so easily, which I mean, I could have been a little bit tougher with that obviously, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were just things about him, just didn't
love the whole, like, he was just awful.
A horrible person. Like, there's no way to, like, put it.
He's just that guy where you're like, what's that guy doing here? Like, you know, he's that guy at the party.
Yeah. So, I had my New Year's party. Obviously, my boyfriend at the time came to the party. He's there with all of my friends.
We all talked shit about him before we even got there, just so you know, Christina.
That's fine. Yeah. And he literally has no friends because he's a cheating narcissist. And doesn't have real friends because he has no close connections. So obviously none of his friends were at the party because he had none. So
perfect.
Anyways, the party's going on and everyone's having a good time.
Except for him. He's standing there miserable on his phone.
Miserable, not really talking to anybody. Yeah. Knowing that Lily and Jeff and everybody like kind of hated him because of when he cheated on me like a month prior. Like,
well, and that like
wasn't putting in effort.
Right. Like, I think you had the conversation too at that point that was like, hey, like, I know you and Lily might not be best friends, but she really would like to get to know you a little bit more. Like, you know, yeah. I think you at that point had said to him, like, could you make an effort to like talk to my friends a little bit more? Yeah. Like, obviously. And then whenever he just didn't.
Whenever I want to find this text, all I do is I go into the search bar of my messages and I type Kanye.
Okay, so there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers. But anyways, so yeah, he's a miserable little fuck. And so, you know, January 1st comes, oh, New Year's, yay, whatever. January 1st is whatever. I remember so vividly, January 2nd, I am sitting at a sushi restaurant with Paige. It is like 11 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds 11, 12. I'm random with it for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I look down, and I have a text from Lily.
In a group chat with Jeff.
In a group chat with Jeff. And this is what it reads.
And it was a novel, and it's, first of all, not like me to send a long text at all.
So you guys know, a lot of you probably listening know the iconic Snooki and JWoww email that they sent in Jersey Shore, where they're like, what's his face, was sticking his, or I forget, it was like, fucking, I forget the people's names from Jersey Shore, but whatever. Like, he was sticking his head in a cocktail waitress's breasts, yeah, and like whatever, yeah. They're typing it. They're like, the day you met, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's that scene from Jersey Shore of the iconic
this
email.
This is me and Jeff.
This is my Roman Empire, okay? So,
Roman Empire is this text.
It reads,
oh, God.
After your party,
wow, not even a hi?
Yeah, not even.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
What are you doing? Just like
right into it.
After the party.
After your party. Oh. I like can't shake this bad feeling about boy. Mm-hmm. And I think Jeff feels the same way. We're just worried. I mean, overall, I didn't like how he acted at the party. And I get it. He was uncomfortable, but he was uncomfortable because of his behavior. Period, Lily.
Period.
Period, Lily. I was stupid at the time. I was like, LOL, ew. But period. He is older than us and he needs to own his mistakes and say hello to your friends and ask us how we're doing. Very basic. And he just might not as well have been. You fucked this up.
He might as well just like not have been there.
Yes. He might as well just not have been there. He just wasn't friendly at all and he gave me a very strange energy. But even before we knew he cheated, he was like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, girly. They're shy. And then there's, I don't care about making an effort with your friends. Said two words to me, then made a rude joke about the playlist being shitty, even though everybody was dancing, changed the music, which is totally fine. I don't care about the music itself. It was about the comment made. Then, okay, before I say this.
Let me get this time.
Yeah.
Specifically, too.
Okay, I'm just going to like, basically, so Lily goes, he proceeds to play Kanye multiple times, not knowing who's in the room.
Like 2 weeks before the whole anti-Semitism thing, yes, with Kanye had just happened.
Yeah. So obviously Kanye was a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
So she said, she's like, he's playing Kanye multiple times. He doesn't know who's in the room. And it's just not okay to play Kanye publicly like that right now. And I'm really concerned that he would do that. I'm sorry, I'm really not trying to shit all over him, dude. I wanted to have this conversation in person, but everyone came up to me at some point asking what the deal was with him and why he was on his phone in the corner and not being polite. And I know you say it doesn't bother you that he would never be friends with me or anybody, but I really don't get that because you love dating and why you big dick.
Comes up all the time.
We love you. Come back, daddy.
Come on, baby.
Come back, daddy. Someone...
Jesus Christ. Like what?
Yeah. Anyways. Because you love dating NYU big dick. Someone who like loved your friends and we did all the things together. I just feel like over time, boy, will isolate you a bit. And I think I'm scared of that.
Oh my God. Crying,
screaming, throwing up. So that was that I received at a sushi restaurant at approximately 11 a.m. on January 2nd.
I wasn't expecting that to be in today's episode.
I know, but honestly, like, we just need to...
You guys, am I not real as fuck for that? Like, no. This man ended up being a fucking psychopath. Yeah. Like,
and it was just
I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I was so naive at the time. But it was also wild how, like, I couldn't snap out of it, couldn't snap out of it, couldn't snap out of it. I got on that flight to go to Italy, and I sit down in my seat. And I'm in Italy for 2 weeks, okay? I sit down on my seat to go to Italy for 2 weeks. I sit down, I go, holy shit, I need to break up with him. Yeah. Like, just was like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, what am I doing?
This is bad. Yeah, I actually told you right before I left, too, that I was having my doubts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And I remember I was like, you said it so casually. And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I think you also knew, like, I think I wasn't really your person because you knew I hated him. And I wasn't really the best person to talk to.
Sometimes it's, you were right.
No, but it is hard to like, that's when you know you're in something toxic. Yeah. When it's hard to talk to your best fucking friend about it. Like, when you feel almost embarrassed being like, so maybe you were right. It's like, oh.
But yeah, no, I like knew it. So that I like got back from Italy and I was like, I'm going to give it a week. And also my birthday was coming up. So I was like, let's see, you know, what this guy does and everything. But then my birthday was a disaster and I broke up with him the next day. But whatever. We talk about that in that other episode. Point is that I can't throw a regular party.
No, and it happened
without
again.
A whole aftermath of things.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about some people that were at the party that probably have no idea that that all happened.
At the New Year's party?
Yeah, like I have to tell Damien, he's going to lose his... Oh, maybe Avery told him, but they will lose their mind because just so much happened to you guys.
Wait, what are you talking about? Damien? They weren't at my New Year's party.
Oh, no, the Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving.
Tell them that... Oh, what happened at the Friendsgiving? Yes. I thought you were still...
That were at the Friendsgiving left and like didn't
know what the fuck happened.
They thought they went to a normal dinner.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Anyways, why did we bring this up in the first place? Oh, because we didn't upload an episode last week because we were recovering from things of Friendsgiving, but we will get more into Friendsgiving in a little bit because we should do our toxic thing of the week first because it relates to Friendsgiving, and then we'll do housekeeping, which we'll talk about Friendsgiving, and then we'll do... Anyways, let's just...
I mean...
Toxic thing of the week.
I'll start because I was just like so giddy for this Friendsgiving. I don't know why. It was just like worlds colliding, all my friends in one room.
Everybody was texting me before Friendsgiving for like days being like... I'm so excited.
Like, why am I so excited? Like,
everyone was so excited.
Putting on like a fire pit to sit in Christina's living room. Like, it just felt like Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? And so
the 2016 smoky eye.
Yeah.
The brown corduroy mini skirt with the buttons in the front.
Oh my God. Not the buttons in the front.
A knee-high boot with a bow tie in the back.
Yeah, you know I had it. And like an army green sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or burgundy.
Or a burgundy sweater.
Definitely showed... Everyone showed up with that energy that was like...
Yeah.
You know, some people were... We were drinking. You know, some people weren't. Some people were.
Not you. Just drinking?
Oh, no, we weren't just drinking. There was drugs involved. And I just was like,
Why
are there drugs at Christina's Friendsgiving? But anyway, like, what? Christina, who's like sober?
And not even just Christina's Friendsgiving. Anybody's Friendsgiving.
Anyone's Friendsgiving, but specifically Christina's.
It was a dinner party. Like,
I want some.
Go ahead. Bag bomb. Anyway.
But, I mean, I suck. I don't really have a major toxic thing, but I guess it's just that, like, upon arrival, like, our friend Dakota got there and had a bottle of tequila, and I took 2 shots within the first 5 minutes of Friendsgiving, which just was really setting the tone for the night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I did participate. I got a little rowdy. Maybe not as rowdy as others.
I mean, but everybody was pretty rowdy. It was like either you were rowdy or you were really fucking rowdy.
Yeah,
but, like, everybody was, like...
Yeah, me and Workbay showed up. We were ready to drink. You know what I mean? We were ready to drink. And then other people were doing other things. And we were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's really it. Yeah. I just got really hammered.
So fair.
Had to keep it together.
Yeah, no. Well, my toxic thing basically plays right into that because mine was that I had like a week-long spiral after Friendsgiving. And my plan for Friends... You know what? We'll just get into Friendsgiving. But we'll do how we were supposed to do toxic thing of the week, GNT, and then the housekeeping was going to be about the Friendsgiving, but I'm about to give you guys a little bit of a timeline to understand how my week went, and it plays right into it. So, listen, Friendsgiving was Sunday. I was in Long Island until Saturday night.
She put a pussy into this shit, you guys. Like,
you don't understand. I don't do casual.
How many people were there total? 15?
15.
She bought all the food to serve 15 people.
I spent like $400, $500 on food.
It was I knew that was going to cost you a fucking fortune. I was like, on the invite too, I was like, where's the part where we all have to send her $20? And then David was
I was like, everybody just, I said on the invite, I was like, everybody bring a bottle of wine or dessert. That was it.
Yeah, that was awfully generous of you.
Thank you. Thanks. And then I spiraled, so might never be doing it again. But
No. Just have a no drugs allowed.
Yeah, time. No drugs.
No fucking drugs.
Fucking drugs. You're getting kicked out.
Stop. Just stop.
Stop. Anyways, so basically, Friendsgiving was on Sunday, and so Saturday night, me and Big Jeans, which, oh, by the way, guys, update with Big Jeans, he met my mom. Big Jeans met my mom.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to happen.
It wasn't supposed to happen, but he decided he was going to generously drive from, you know, Brooklyn to, you know, Long Island to come and pick me up on Saturday night from my hometown.
Also,
and
Deb's then, a little, you know, Deb's on it. Yeah. Deb is on it.
Like, Deb doesn't give a fuck. She says one thing, does another. Love you, Deb. Deb is my mom. So he picks me up on Saturday night. We do all the grocery shopping. We spent Saturday night until 2 a.m, okay? Prepping things, cooking things, doing what we could a day before. Go to bed, wake up immediately, start cooking, going crazy, going ham, cooking everything, doing this, that, blah, blah, blah. Like, we made all the Thanksgiving basics and more. It was great. And then, you know, I set up this like crazy, like I get like a long rectangular table to attach to my regular table. I buy a set of 10 chairs on Amazon. I like set it. It's gorgeous. Okay. Friendsgiving's gorgeous.
It was gorgeous.
And I'm thinking like, all right, like, you know, we just fucking worked our behinds off making all this food. And this is a Thanksgiving dinner, basically. So we're all just going to like have some wine, maybe get a little wine drunk, have a good time. I told everybody bring a bottle of wine.
We got the Nintendo Switch going. Yes.
We got, you know, we got Kirby. We got Mario Kart. We got Fortnite. Like, it's Mario there. Like, right. I even went out before Friendsgiving and bought extra Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons.
Yeah, that so was
so more people could play.
Love.
Yeah, so four people could play at once. Like, I did the whole thing. So, Friendsgiving's going on. Like, everything's great. Like, whatever. And then, very early into Friendsgiving, we love the gays. Love you guys.
I knew that was coming.
They brought a
naughty little munchkin.
Naughty little men. They were like, can we bring hard liquor? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't care.
Of course.
So they brought, what did they bring? Like a handle of tequila and a handle of vodka?
I took several shots of it.
Yeah.
It
and all the right before call. You know it, shots.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Everyone's but taking that's shots.
Because I feel like everyone can really handle their alcohol yeah. too. Like,
yeah, so it was fun. Everyone's taking shots.
We don't allow alcoholics around anymore, so, you know.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I gotta go.
I
gotta go.
Anyways, everybody's taking shots, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I didn't buy, because I bought, like, a bunch of, like, plastic like cups and cutlery and everything, and I had leftover plastic shot glasses because I didn't want to do any fucking dishes. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not sustainable, but yeah. For an event like this, there was no fucking way. And you know what ended up deeming itself correctly? You're because screaming. A friend of ours yeah. was right near the table, wasn't even drunk yet, but like went to go sit on a chair. The chair went like underneath the table. Luckily, it was after everybody ate dinner, so all of the food was cleared Can off you of the table. If it
Yeah.
I would have screamed if the food is on the table. I would have yeah. screamed. But all the food's off the table. But there's cups on the table. There's place settings. There's some bottles of wine.
It could have been way.
Could have been so bad. Chair goes under the table. He sits down on the chair. This it does something. This long
ass table. In this long apartment. Ass
table. Like, something happens. The chair knocks into the table. The table goes down.
Like so collapse. Loud collapse.
Oh, and also, as the table's so I'm in the kitchen cleaning stuff, okay? And then somebody comes running up to me. I'm not going to use names, but somebody comes running up to me and is like, I'm so sorry, Christina, but I shattered a wine glass in your bathroom. And I'm like, how'd you get a glass, wine glass? And
I would be, call her out.
Yeah, and I call her out.
Name names. I'm naming names.
But she's like, I just grabbed it from your bar cart. And I was like, I have designated plastic wine glasses, so many of them for everybody to use, so that there was no, because I was like, I knew it was gonna get messy, it was gonna be crazy, yeah. So I was like, just use the plastic ones, whatever. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even see them. And she's in the bathroom and the wine glass brought whatever. And first of all, she's like, don't worry, we tried to pick up as many pieces as we could, and we put them in your sink for easy cleanup. So the first thing I'm thinking is like, okay, that's good. But then I went to go clean up the glass, and I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna get the glass out of the sink? It would have been better if it was on the floor so I could sweep it into the thing. But also, they didn't get all the glass in the sink because a lot of it was still on the floor. Also, there's a trash can in my bathroom. Why did you put it in the trash can? Why are you putting the glass in my sink?
Look, I saw the glass shatter and I dipped quick.
And then
I had no.
Also, I thought I cleaned up all the glass. And then when everybody left, I went and I took my toilet seat and I put it down, and there was shattered glass all behind my toilet seat. I could have fucking sat my ass and got glass in my tush. I was like, this is just great. But the point is that after I literally have the dustpan in my hand with the shattered glass, Lily opens the door of the bathroom as the table's collapsing.
Yes.
Boo, table goes down.
It's so messy, you guys.
I'm just standing there.
Lily opened the bathroom door with Jeff, and we see the table collapse, and we go, oh no. And we just shut the bathroom door again.
And I'm like, oh my God. Luckily, a lot of the men came to action. They actually had a very good strategy. They were like, just get everything on top of the tablecloth and lift the tablecloth like it's one like big like hobo sack,
yeah,
and then throw it in the trash. And I was like, all right, fine, good, whatever.
Wow, nothing doing something nothing smart
broke
for once.
Literally, yeah. Nothing broke, which was great. There was like some spills. It made that
clean up quicker.
Yes. And after that, I was like, all right, well, this long table isn't really necessary anymore because we all ate dinner. And then if people want to eat dessert, I'll just do it buffet style. They can grab whatever the fuck they want, like sit on the couch or something. So we put it all away and it's fine. Anyways, before I know it, this entire party is, I think I counted the wine bottles at the end of the party. It was like 13, 14 wine bottles.
That's like one a person.
One per person. Done.
Because there's a sober guy.
Also, two full handles of vodka,
yeah,
and a handle of tequila. Gone.
Yeah.
For 15 people. It was insane.
That's so not normal. I'm like doing the fucking math.
No. It's not. You gotta think, okay, that's one per person, and I also couldn't drink.
And like Seema barely drank.
Yeah.
And like there was a few people who like Damien probably had like what? Yeah. A drink. Like, you know?
Like it was nuts. And then at one point, once again, I'm in the kitchen and, you know, I'm doing the dishes and I'm cleaning and I turn and I look over and two people are making out
who
definitely should not be making out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names. I can't name names. I can't call people out. But let me just say,
it was the funniest thing.
It was horrible. And it happened like three times. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then one of the people that was part of that makeout session pulled me aside and was like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
And then,
wait. People. Was it our good friend that pulled you aside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then I realized, oh my God, people are locking themselves in the bathroom. What's going on? Everybody's doing coke.
Yeah, and other things as
and
well.
And a few select people were doing a little drug called 2C, which I was like, what the fuck is that? It's basically like ketamine and molly and coke and like a bunch of things into one little that, white powder. That
recently on Tana Mojo's podcast, Tana Mojo said, even I would never touch that shit.
Yeah.
And it was in Christina's apartment.
It was in my apartment.
It's like not our vibe. It's like not it.
Except I didn't know at the Friendsgiving. I found out the next day when I was trying to put some puzzle pieces together. And I was asking around some stuff. And then one person's like, oh, there was a little bit of 2C thrown around. And I was like, huh?
That makes a lot more sense of why these people were making out.
Ketamine. At my Thanksgiving dinner.
And why? You did it at my birthday dinner.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Yeah, you know, we don't hang out sucking with boring dick and people, cock. So
at my birthday dinner. That's how I felt. I was appalled. My inner Tati Westbrook.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I still watch Tati Westbrook weekly.
You do?
I do.
Love her.
I just wanted to let Queen people know.
Anyways, though. So, yeah. So it was a lot. And then some, you know, everybody's leaving, whatever.
I don't do drugs.
Lily did not do drugs.
I didn't do shit.
I can confirm, because if she did do drugs, I would call her out on the show.
Oh my God, I would be getting spanked right now. Yeah. I would be getting spanked. Like I will hit your weed pen, but I know I don't want to be 2C yet.
I'm stone cold sober because I can't do shit. So, and also, I've never, I could if I wanted to, but yesterday, I just
we were going to dinner and I was like, do you want to get like really high before?
Yeah, and I was like, Lily?
I was like, okay. David, what if she just said yes? Like, what if she was like, let's do
one
it.
One day I'll throw you.
You said in LA and then you didn't.
I know, because I felt like too much pressure.
Yeah, that's fair. One day
casual. It's just gonna, like, we're gonna be done recording GNT and I'm gonna be like, you want to smoke a joint?
I will shit.
One day.
I will shit.
One day.
I'll have to act all like chilly. Oh my God, yeah, no big deal. Like,
you're like taking like paparazzi photos of me. There's like security cameras in the room monitoring me.
Oh my God.
But anyways, drugs. And then some people, okay. Yeah, anyways, drugs. And then some people were more intoxicated than others.
Okay,
and
well, here's my thing too. If you're going to bring drugs somewhere, okay, let's say Coke is a perfect example. I don't like Coke, hate it, whatever. But some people can do coke and like you would never even know they were doing it type of thing. Like it's fucked up, but like whatever. Go to the bathroom, do your thing. No one needs to know your business, whatever. But it's when you start like passing it around to people who you don't know how they're going to handle it. Like if you just met someone on a night out, like maybe don't offer them drugs. Because what if they're that person that gets way too fucked up?
But also at the same time, that's not the person who's handing out the drugs' responsibility. Like the person who's going to do the drugs should
No, the person who's going to do the drugs should
but
know.
Also you don't know everybody's backstory.
I just wouldn't go to a house party and be passing around to people I just
everybody lives differently.
But that's why I'm friends with fun people who do that and, and give us these fun stories.
Right. Like, of course, this one's going down in the history books. Because then also like, we realize that there's a few people that are just like so intoxicated that they literally can't get home. So at 3:30 in the morning.
Friendsgiving.
Me on Friendsgiving.
I went home at 12 like,
guys,
drunk.
It is a Sunday night.
Like, I went home a little full and tipsy.
Sunday night, 3:30 in the morning. Me and Big Jeans have to leave my apartment to go find some junkies in the street and get them home.
Insane at 3:30 in the morning.
I had to leave my apartment to go find some drunkies via Find My Friends.
Like, we're not leaving the Brooklyn Mirage. Like, we're leaving Friendsgiving from Christina's apartment specifically. That's such an important detail. Like, this isn't like the drug friend, you know? This is Christina. Like, what the fuck?
I have my knickknacks everywhere. I'm like a grandma.
You're sober.
I'm literally like a hippie grandma. This apartment.
That's insane.
Like, so that was that. And then the day after, we dealt with a lot of back and forth, a lot of people having some really insane anxiety, not remembering what the fuck happened. And it was just a spiraling thing. So, okay, so what I was going to say before, though, was like, my original plan was,
why are you
okay,
sitting like that? Is it comfortable?
Kind of. I don't know how I got
I'm sorry,
here.
You just called her out.
So. I'm like, I don't know how am I sitting. I'm like sitting as if I'm sitting on my legs like this, but like to the side.
Looks comfortable anyway.
It's fine. Anyways. So like I said, Friendsgiving's on Sunday. So in my mind, before all this happened, I'm like, okay, Sunday's Friendsgiving. Like it's going to go pretty late. So like Monday, I'm going to take off from like doing any like sort of work or any heavy lifting. And I'm just going to clean all day on Monday, kind of get my shit together. And then I'll start working and back to normal life on Tuesday, right? No. Monday was so drained from everything. It was a lot. Monday was so drained from everything. There's a lot of conversations being had, all this stuff. Even Big Jeans didn't leave my apartment till 9 p.m. on Monday because we just kept falling back asleep because it was just like the day before was just so exhausting. So I was like, you know what? Whatever. A day of rest.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I will do the cleaning and I will get all the cleaning done and then back to normal Wednesday. Tuesday rolls around and I end up meeting up with one of the lovely individuals that blacked out at my apartment and ended up having a 7-hour conversation with them that took up my whole fucking day. It was great. Shout out to that person. But it was a lot. So then that, my Tuesday, gone. Wednesday, more dramas added into the mix because people are starting to recall things and take things into consideration that weren't considered previously. And so then I'm in the mix of that. And that's a whole thing. And I have a reading with my psychic on Wednesday. Catherine, we had her on the show. I had a reading. And then an hour after that, I get into a fucking screaming match on the phone with one of my friends. And it was a whole thing. And I was so upset on Wednesday night. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I shut the whole world out. And then on Thursday.
I sent her a milkshake.
That was on Thursday. So now on Thursday. Thursday, I step on the ferry in the morning. I go, I'm going to go to Dumbo to meet up with some friends that we had beef for a few days. I step on the ferry leaves the dock. I go, what the fuck am I doing? And I sob on the ferry for 3 minutes straight before getting right off the ferry. There was no next ferry back to where I needed to go for a fucking hour. So then I spent $2.75 to get onto the ferry for 3 minutes just to get off the ferry and spend like $27 to get home via Uber. And I was like, I'm not going. Originally, I was going to go out to this fucking brunch. And I was like, nope, not doing it. Went home, sobbed all day. Ate sushi, watched the new Scott Pilgrim anime, pretty good. And then Lily sent me a milkshake because I was absolutely spiraling. And then I started to think about just everybody being horrible.
You sent a text to Jeff or someone saying something like, I feel like everyone's against me, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm incredibly offended by that. And I will be sending her a milkshake because I will not be put into that category.
Which is so funny. I told her all of a sudden I, you know, go to my door and a chocolate milkshake shows up. And I told Lily, I was like, kind of hilarious because when I was down bad yesterday, my first thought was I'm going to order a chocolate milkshake from Shake Shack. And I did. So I had two chocolate milkshakes. And Thursday night.
Milk bar.
Big Jeans. Milk bar. So good.
My favorite.
Thursday night, Big Jeans came over to get a Christmas tree with me. And he looks at my sink and I was like, yeah, there's my chocolate milkshake from Wednesday. There's my chocolate milkshake from today. It was bad.
And what about it? Like,
and what about it? Anyways, and then I felt okay Thursday. And then, you know, Friday, everything started to get back to normal. And now I feel good. But long story short, what was supposed to be just like a cute little fun Friendsgiving turned into a week-long spiral for me. And that's my toxic thing of the week. That's
yeah, the drama really shuts you down, Tina. Like, you really, like, if you have a drama thing in your life, you're like, I'm spiraling and you won't see me for a week.
Because it was just, dude, it was nuts. And I was, like, just the middle of it all without even really having to do, no, anything, do anything with anything. It except yeah, for hosting the party.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was like, why is everybody calling me? Why is everybody texting me? Why is everybody saying this, that, and the next thing? And it was just like,
yeah.
And then it's like when I thought it cooled down. It didn't. Mm-hmm. And then it would just, yep, okay, it's fine. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, and now it's fine.
And it was just like, and on top of that, like I said, my apartment was just chaos because it like took, it was a multiple day cleaning process, guys. This place was nuts afterwards. It was just like gross. So, anyways, that's housekeeping and that's toxic thing of the week. I'm GT. I'm tired now.
Like, actually.
But it's fine. Anyways, let's get into G&T, shall we?
All right, guys, we're getting right into G&T. We're going to start with our Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Motherfucker.
We were talking about our Spotify Wrapped right before recording this, but we were like, save it for the show.
Mine's trauma.
Yeah, so last Wednesday, I guess this kind of worked out because we didn't upload last Wednesday, but even if we did, we wouldn't have talked about Spotify Wrapped because it came out on Wednesday. So it is now a week since Spotify Wrapped came out. And we have thoughts. Before we even get into our personal ones, actually, though, our personal Spotify Wrapped stats.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I'm just going to read some. I figured it'd be cutesy to read off some G&T stats. So every year, Spotify Wrapped also does Spotify Wrapped for podcasters. And it's really cool. And it tells you, like, some stats. So our top episode of the year, which I was very surprised by this, but it was our 2022 Toxic Recap. And I think it was because it was just an episode of story times. It literally says ex-boyfriend drama, messy hookups, burning bridges, and more. It's just like an overall chaotic episode. That was when we went
month by month, right? And like, can anyone reach out to us after and stuff?
Yeah. It was just an episode of stories. I mean,
we also spilled a lot of tea in that. Yeah. To be fair.
So I guess that would make sense. 62% of the toxics discovered us this year. So welcome if you're new. That's kind of a cool stat.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that, actually.
And 12% of our new listeners started with our Should We Break Up episode. Mm. So when to break up versus when to stick it out. So that was a popular one. I guess people were looking that up. Like, should it's I break up?
Kind of a good episode idea. I like this podcast.
Sometimes I like this show. Yeah. So 12% of people discovered us through that episode, which is very cool. We were streamed in 97 different countries, but the United States.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And when it's like those random countries, you're like, who the fuck is listening to me?
So we had the most, we had the most new listeners in Kenya.
Like, hello? Hello?
That's crazy. Shout out. Norway was number two.
Yeah.
The Dominican Republic was number three. Number four was El Salvador. Isn't that crazy? And you know what's funny is I posted this
in Norway.
No, because you don't think about that. But then I posted this on the G&T stories, and I had a girl that replied almost right away, and she was like, "I'm one of the listeners from Kenya."
Cute.
And I was like, "Period."
Crying,
so, yeah.
Sobbing, throwing up.
But obviously, United States was 64% of our total stream. So,
well, yeah,
you know,
that makes sense. USA.
Our toxics, our listeners, top of podcast genres were comedy was number one, obviously, because we were so funny. Number two, society and culture. That make a lot of sense. Number three, health and fitness.
Because I'm cultured and because I'm skinny.
Yeah, because I'm funny, cultured, and skinny. So we get it. Our most shared episode was the break free of that toxic relationship episode.
Because everyone was like, oh my God. Everyone wanted to know life the tea. Is fucked.
As it goes, I really still want to do, I keep seeing TikToks of people doing it. And then Paige said she was doing it. You're dating wrapped. Where you like create a PowerPoint. I want to do it so bad.
That could be fun.
Right?
You'd be the best person to do that.
Maybe I'll do it and present it next week on GNT. Would you guys like that?
I love my dating wrap.
Our podcast rating was a 4.8, which is very good. But let's get it to a 4.9, everybody. I know you love us. Go rate us.
Thank you so much. If you could just go ahead and vote for us to be a 4.9, that would be
4.9. I think it's impossible to get to 5.0, but 4.9 would be pretty cool. 4.8 is really good. So yeah, really thank you guys good. So much. Yeah. We made 27 video episodes this year, and we were in the top 1% of most viewed video episodes on Spotify. That's really cool.
27 video episodes?
Yeah. I think it, which I'm like, we have been doing video episodes since the beginning of this year. I guess we were a little bit dodgy with our episodes, so I guess we put out 27 episodes this year, which actually would kind of make sense, because I think, I think this episode that's going to go up is episode 29. Wow.
Thought we put out more.
Sorry, I know. I thought we put out more too. LOL, we suck. But well, I mean, how many?
I don't know.
What's 4 times 12?
48. Jesus, sorry, I knew that. I know my fucking.
Okay, so we only put out table, like, half. Well, we took a month off for season two, and then we missed a few in between. So I guess that would add up.
I'm also like, though, are there really? I mean, you know better than I do because you listen to more podcasts. Like, do podcasters literally put out 52 episodes a year? Like, does
I mean, some people never miss an episode. Nick Vial, he puts out 3 episodes a week.
Okay, well, yeah, I would.
I mean, that's nuts. He does that full time. If we did this full time, then that would be a little different.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, you know, like a regular, like, I feel like Call Her Daddy, like, she does do like 2 seasons in the year, takes a break. Like, there's no way these people are putting out an episode every week.
I feel like they do unless something like happens or there's like a holiday. Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Maybe we're just lazy, probably.
But we're in the
top.
Work.
I know, but we were the top 1% of the most viewed video episodes, which is very cool.
What percent?
One.
That can't be right.
But it is.
Right. I don't see. Christina does everything. I don't see the numbers or anything. Like, I don't even check anymore because I'm just like, I choose peace.
Right.
But like.
No, I check.
We got a poppin' or whatever.
You know where we've been actually growing a lot more? On YouTube,
yeah. I figured that would be like a slow but steady thing. Because maybe we're coming up and like suggested things or something from other podcasts.
Exactly. But. That's basically the important stats and the ones that you guys would maybe give a shit about or maybe don't.
I'm surprised why more podcasts don't have video on Spotify.
Like canceled. Because
it's on YouTube, but it's not on.
Well, I think you have to have your RSS feed through Spotify in order to upload Spotify video, which ours is through Anchor, which is now Spotify for podcasters. Anchor was always owned by Spotify. Okay. So we were actually one of the first podcasts to get access to Spotify video because do you remember that girl Casey that used to work for Anchor that I was friends with? Oh, she was the one that got us.
I remember that.
Yeah. So
and her telling us that. Yeah.
Shout out to her. I have no idea where she's working now, but she used to work at Anchor, which is for Spotify. And that's where we like host our podcast. So that's why we always do a lot of pushing out on Spotify. But obviously you guys are either listening and or watching us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or YouTube. Those are the top platforms. But, you know, we're available basically everywhere. Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts. What else? I don't know. Those are the top ones. We usually only promote Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube because that's like where like 90% of listeners come from. Especially Spotify. Anyways, though, should we talk about our personal Wrapped?
Yeah.
I have thoughts on both of ours. Well, I found out some information about Lily's before recording this podcast that
I actually
will use against Lily for the rest of her life.
I'm upset right now because first of all, okay, the Spotify rap thing every year is just touchy for me because it's fucking embarrassing. Okay, I listen to a lot of sad girl music and like I know a lot of people do, but like no, I really like you would think that I was so deeply unwell if you looked at my Spotify rap. Like, is this girl okay? Someone check on her. But this year, especially because if you listen to the show, you know, January and February of this year were like the two worst months of my fucking life ever. And I was just like so down bad. And
you deserved it.
I did.
No, and you did. I'm no. totally kidding. No, you did not.
I go, yeah, I did. And
you really didn't.
No, I really fucking didn't. Thank you. Laid off and dumped like quick with it. And yeah, I was just so down bad. And like, obviously when you're down bad, you listen to like more music than normal. And then I was just like alone a lot too. So I was in like unemployed. So I was probably just like always listening to sad music. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. My top song. Like,
guys.
I'm just upset because before right now I hadn't told, I told one person, my coworker. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. And I told Christina, my top song of 2023 was Ceilings by Ms. Lizzie McAlpine. Wait,
which, sing it a little bit so people know what song that is.
And it's over, and you're driving me home, and it kind of comes out. Look, okay, that song single-handedly carried me through the
arguably,
month of February.
I feel like the only song that could be worse is Fight Song. This is my fight song. Like, if
and
that
what's also nuts
do
is
I
like,
purposely try this year to make Fight Song my number one.
Yeah, I like now I'm gonna put a little bit more thought into like what I'm fucking looping while I'm in the shower and shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I really need to think about that more. But yeah, I was, it's also annoying because I feel like I listen to like so much music and like so much cool like indie rock and like blah blah blah, and then my Spotify Wrapped is always like, bitch, Taylor Swift, and like Ceilings, and then just like the most
you're
random
a loser,
shit ever.
You're loser, yeah. You're lonely, yeah. You're a little gay,
and you're basic.
Like, you're basic.
Oh, did you see all the memes that were like, where your location, like it says a lot about you.
Oh, yes, other. Yeah. Mine, what it says about you.
My, like the number one meme was like, if your thing was Burlington, Vermont, like you're gay.
Really?
Of course. Yours was, mine Burlington, was Burlington, Vermont.
Like, mine was somewhere like in Texas. Like, I forget. It was somewhere in Texas that started with a B.
Yeah, so because like, I forget. You'll be listening to like College Kid music sometimes.
I do. Quinn 92, very
he's
college
so College Kid.
Kid
and like, yeah. Chelsea Cutler and them are so.
I don't care.
Christina's music taste.
I literally
silly.
Don't care.
Oh, wait. Oh, my most listened to album of the year was Baytopia by Biba Doobie. Favorite. And
that was your most listened to album?
Yeah, because, well, like, I don't, doesn't give you your most listened to album, but all her entire album were in, like, my top 15 songs. So,
oh, really?
Like, hands down, that was my, and she was my third artist. It was, and again, with Gracie Abrams, okay, I saw her in concert in February, and her album came out then, and I was, like, super into it, but it's a very sad album, Good Riddance, and I was so into it. But then, like, my year got really happy, and so I kind of, like, didn't yeah. listen to it as much. And, like, I love Gracie, but I kind of listened to her for, like, a year straight, so I, like, almost just needed to, like, stop. And she's still my second artist, and my top, my number two and number three song were her songs yeah. that I haven't listened to since February. I'm like, what the fuck, guys? I was so
oh,
sad.
My top location was Provo, USA.
You're the only person I've seen. That doesn't surprise me. You're so, like,
it says fan. It says fans of Quinn 92, the band Camino, and, oh, fuck. It went away. Wait, it's coming back. Oh, I think Chelsea Cutler probably.
So basic.
Yeah, Chelsea so Cutler. Shocker. I'm like trying to go through the rest of. I played 2,517 songs.
I want to know how many minutes.
I know. I'm trying to look. Yeah. Okay. My top song. This was
this
kind
is,
of embarrassing.
No, this is crazy, yeah. You guys. How many times she played it.
Yeah. My top song was Got Me Started by Troye Sivan.
Okay. And
I played it 160
context,
times.
160 times. I listened to Ceilings 99, it said, which is insane. But everyone else's were like, you know, 50 to 100 times they played their top song. Christina's is 160. She does. She's not even someone who I'm like, oh yeah, she's always listening to music. Like, no. How did you possibly?
I think I literally would have it on loop when I was like getting ready because it's like the da, 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 da. You know, obviously like the sample just really got me going.
Yeah. So we will be in Europe at the Troye Sivan tour next summer.
Oh yeah, we already discussed it yesterday. I'm trying to say. Okay, wait. I think this is the one. 44,566 minutes.
Oh my god.
That's 30 days nonstop.
Okay, you know what's crazy is I had the same amount of time, but
it says I peaked on August 5th at 643 minutes.
Jesus.
In one day.
Last year, I had 90,000 minutes.
Wow.
Me and David both last year, my boyfriend, had 90,000 minutes. And this year, we both had the exact same amount of time. But I was like, I think it's because like when we're home, like he'll be playing music.
Yeah,
I'll be playing
yeah.
music. Like it kind of... we had the exact same amount of minutes. It was like freaky. We were like, what the fuck? But it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. My top podcasts were One, girls gotta eat, duh. Two, the Vile Files. Three, Gin and Toxic. I never listen to our episodes on Spotify. I just think it's because, like, I'll go to Spotify to, like, see if, like, it went up yet. Yeah, like, and whatnot, probably. And I'll play it for a little bit.
I listen to my, I didn't really have, like, my podcasting isn't accurate because I mostly actually do that on YouTube.
So. Yes. I think that the Vile Files would be my number one if it incorporated YouTube.
It would be, Christina. It would absolutely, never
Lily
not
knows
on.
I'm crazy. I listen to the Vile Files so much. Oh, what was your tarot card thing? Mine was Time Traveler. It says, you travel back in time. Oh, no, it went away. Oh, wait, I think I might have screenshotted it the other day.
I know
what
mine is because I put it in my story. I loved it.
Yeah, it says, have we met before? You travel back in time and listen to songs on repeat again and again.
Yeah, you do.
The best tracks never get old. I really do.
I saw a lot of people have that one. That's a good one. But mine was, I didn't see a lot of people have this one, but I think it's because of how music is now. But I had the Hypnotized one that was, play albums
I saw
front
that.
To back.
Yes,
and
I saw that.
I am an album person, and I hate how music now is like these singles, like how TikTok has kind of made it. Like, I love an album, and I always... You know, a pop album, whatever. Like, I love just fully getting into like an album and knowing every song and being obsessed with it. Yeah. So I wasn't surprised. That's what I got.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Did you say your top artists?
It's Taylor Swift every year.
No, your top artists. Yeah. Oh, no. Why?
No, it's like all the girlies.
No, you know? Me too. Well, I'll say my number one was Quinn 92, which I mean is absolutely no shock. I think he was also my last year top artist, which would I love him to death. Number two was Olivia Rodrigo.
I was so surprised. She was my number four. I was so surprised because, like, I listened to her album a lot, but, like, it came out in September. And, like, I kind of also got over it kind of quickly. So I like it.
I don't
it,
know.
But.
I would blast that shit. So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
My number three is TV Girl. And I get why it's on here, but also I only just discovered TV Girl in October because they had a concert at Knockdown Center that I went to with SEMA. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to get hip to TV Girl because she invited me to this concert. I don't know who the fuck they are. And then when I heard their music, I ended up really liking
I'm
it.
I'm fucking obsessed with
them.
Yeah.
No, I know. So then I, ever since then, I've streamed them a lot. But I mean, it was only at the end of the year. So I guess it kind of makes sense. But I don't know. Number four was Taylor Swift, which... I feel like for me, it doesn't really make sense. I did listen to a lot more Taylor Swift this year.
I would think
Troye
Sivan would be above that.
Yeah, I thought so too, because my number five is Troye Sivan. I feel like that kind of makes sense.
But Taylor, probably just because like she has so many different kinds of songs, you probably like have her on like a sad playlist, a happy playlist. Like, that's why so many people get Taylor, is because she just has so many fucking songs.
Yeah.
Without even realizing it, you can easily listen to her a lot.
Yeah, exactly. My top songs, we said Got Me Started was number one. My number two was Bad Idea, Right? I was addicted to the song.
That's fair.
Number three was The Lows, Quinn 92. That makes sense. Love him. Number four was Greedy by Tate McRae.
Embarrassing.
Kind of embarrassing. Sorry, I mean, the song's good. It's very TikTok-y though, but also I don't remember listening to it that much.
Yeah, sometimes I'm also like, my workout songs get in there.
Yeah.
I always have Grease Mode by Skepta every year on my rap.
Really?
It's like my running song. And it's like, it came out so long ago. I'm like, this is
no, I love that. I love that.
But it's like, everyone has that like song they put on when they're like, need a pump up.
Yeah,
or like,
yeah, of course.
You know, the same Nicki Minaj songs are always on
rap. I think that's how Got Me Started got into my rap as number one.
Yeah,
because it's like, my go-to. Ever since it came out, it's been my go-to pumped up song.
And you need like a song to put on to like go on your walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Need some, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that's always.
My number five was Common by Quinn 92. But obviously Quinn 92 has two songs in my top songs because he's my top artist and I listen to him all the time. I'm surprised that it was those songs for me because I feel like I listen to other songs of his way more. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a weird. Lot of his music, like, I thought maybe, like, if for those of you that know Quinn 92, I thought maybe, like, Autopilot was going to be in there or, like, fucking why am I blanking? What's the new, well, not the new one with fucking Chelsea Cutler. Oh, Let Me Down with Chelsea Cutler.
Also, I am so annoyed that it comes out after Thanksgiving. Why would you not do this after Christmas? Like, there's a whole month left of the year. Does like
I don't know.
Does
I wonder
December
if they.
Of last
I was gonna say does
count?
It
count? Because I don't think so. Because they only start with January.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I think that's kind of stupid. Because like, what if someone put out an album in October?
Every year, my theory is that your top songs and top artists, they only pull from July on. I swear to God. Like, I don't know. Well, yours
no,
proved it wrong.
No, mine, my whole thing was from January, February, March.
Every year,
so
mine
annoying.
Is always from the second half of the year. And I'm always like, this is a scam. Like,
yeah, but, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, anything else you'd like to share from your Spotify Wrapped?
not really. I mean, like, I didn't say my top artist was Taylor, Gracie Abrams, Biba Doobie, SZA, and then Olivia Rodrigo just because of her new album.
Yeah.
But, and SZA's funny because, like, I was like, SZA, like, what the fuck? One of her songs was in, like, you know the playlist they make you, too?
Yeah.
That has, how many songs are in this? 100?
I don't something? Know,
I think it's, like, 100 songs. One song of hers was in there, and it's Nobody Gets Me. Do you know that song?
No.
Nobody gets me, you do. You don't know that
no,
song?
No. I don't know okay. a lot of SZA. I'm sorry.
You're the problem.
I literally. You're the problem. I am the problem.
But, my like, bad. That's down bad of me. Like, it's just a good, like, scream. Yeah. You need to listen to that song.
You know, oh, you want to hear what's kind of shit. What's kind of embarrassing? Because, like, you know, it obviously the first five songs are your first five. And then I don't know if it goes in order after it that. Does, it kind of seems I like think it does. And if they put your top six, number six would have been Speed Drive.
Fuck! I can't believe I can't believe that's not your top song.
I know that's my pump up song.
Fuck yeah.
And then I have Rush by Troye Sivan, Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo. I did listen to that one a lot. Let Me Down is my number eight. I can't believe it's not more up there. A lot of Quinn 92. Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift is up there. That makes sense. Honestly, I listened to that a lot. Doses and Mimosas. It's very up there. Love that.
If you like TV Girl. Bitch
assholes. You hate me the most. Okay, I hate you too.
If you like TV Girl, I feel like there's a whole other like music like genre that you could really get into.
Yeah.
Like I really feel like have you ever heard of Japanese House?
No. Send.
Yeah.
Send my way.
I like Hannah texts me like once a week being like, all right, it's time. Send me a new playlist. I make a new playlist like regularly. So get on that. I'll put you in the group chat. Okay. Hannah, yeah. Hannah's Spotify Wrapped is all my music.
Period.
She only listens to my music.
Period. Also, high up on my Wrapped, Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry.
Love that song, dude. Every year, bro. You love that song.
Love it. Dude, it's just such a good feel-good song.
Me and Sexy Damien shared a mutual song in our Spotify Wrapped.
Did you guys go over it or something?
No, I just saw it in his story.
Oh, what song?
It's called Runner by Alex G. It's like one of my favorite songs. So
it's no big deal. We're just, he's like, we love him.
Best friends, obviously.
Obviously. A lot of Pink Panther. It's in mine also. Yeah, kinda I saw that coming.
Pain was in mine by her.
Elton John. A lot of Elton John in mine. A lot of Kim Petras.
Yeah,
I've got love a lot me of some Kim Petras.
I have a lot of Ice Spice. I have really? A lot of Ice Spice, dude.
Oh my god,
I love Ice Spice.
Yeah,
I've really been moving away from rap music the past few years, but these past few weeks I've been listening to a lot of rap, and I'm like, I love Ice Spice. Like, she is so good. Fucking
no,
love her.
I love her. Wait, did you see the Spotify ad that was up? I gotta find it. I think it was on TikTok. I don't know where the ad was placed. It looked like maybe it was like an airport or a train hall. It was this gigantic rectangular screen. It went on for so, it was mm-hmm. gigantic, went across this gigantic hall. And on the entire screen is an ad from Spotify. It had Ice Spice on it. And it's like, grah!
Oh, that's so cool. Oh my God,
it was
that's
so
sick.
Funny.
Yeah, I just fucking love her. Like,
no, I love her so much. I wonder if I could find it, dude. It was amazing. I was like,
she just has
this
really fresh
is marketing.
Sound, like, compare like because I love
oh yes
Nikki
here it is here it
Meg
is
look. And like
wow
holy fuck that's huge that's crazy.
I have no idea. Oh, New York
can you
where
like put
is
it
this
in the video?
Yeah, I'll put it in the video so you guys this looks like maybe it looks like Grand Central or it looks like the world like the mall at the World Trade
yeah,
Center
it could
only
be the
because
Oculus.
Like, I think it's the Oculus
ads.
look at the
that's
top.
The Oculus that's
yeah
the Oculus.
Yeah so yeah it was that it says the word of the year, according to 15 million plus listeners and us.
Yeah.
Like, wait. Yeah,
keep it a stick.
Oh, well, we gotta, we should get. Oh, well, we're already in GNT. I go, we should get into GNT. We're in it.
Well, so I'm having this thought right now because
I am too. Do we just make this a Kiki episode and do attachment types next week?
Love.
Love
episode.
That episode.
And so
love
do that. You at home.
Yeah, so we were
do.
Supposed to do an episode about attachment types. We were supposed to do it the week that Harrison was on the show, and then we didn't because we had Harrison on the show, and I faked Lily out. And then we're supposed to do it this week, but it seems like this is turning into a Kiki. So let's just Kiki episode. Love it.
Yeah.
Attachment types next week. But you have to share another thing, you know, moving on from Spotify Wrapped, the word of the year thing that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This wasn't even going to be in GNT, and then Lily randomly brought it up. I just saw it. As we were getting ready to record.
Yeah, I just saw it because Oxford, what is it, the university? Yeah. Okay, Oxford.
I don't fucking know.
Wait, guys, I need to know, like, what is Oxford's? It says
Oxford. What is Oxford?
Riz
Oxford?
Has been named Oxford's 2023 Word of the Year, but like, who's Oxford? The university?
Ox.
Anyway, I'm just
wait.
Gonna,
it,
like,
isn't Oxford a dictionary?
Yeah, is or it a is dictionary? It a dictionary?
I think it's both. No, it's definitely not the University of Oxford, or maybe it is dictionary.
I might go there in February.
Oxford English Dictionary. It's a fucking dictionary. Oh. We are. Couldn't be stupider. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm definitely stupid for sure.
Fucking, oh my God, somebody was so funny. Yeah, I love a little bag mom reapply. If you ever need a little bomb check in public and you see me, come I got
here.
You.
Come here, baby. Here.
Like, give me a kiss. You could take some off my lips. No, but somebody commented on the reel of us about the Titanic. You remember that whole thing where I was like, oh my God,
oh
like 100
Oh my God,
died.
David thought that was so
No, somebody commented on it and I was like, this is giving Trisha Paytas frenemies.
Yeah.
Energy.
It was.
And I was
it
like, was. That's mother. Like, you couldn't
Yeah, that is
tell
mother.
Me a
I
compliment.
Feel like we need like a compilation of
You know
us
she's pregnant
dumb.
Again.
Yes.
That should yeah. be in GNT.
I'm happy
Trisha Paytas, second baby. Love that. Obsessed.
Oh my God, yeah, that should be in GNT. What the fuck?
When was that Christina? Announced?
Like a while ago. I mean, not a while, like probably like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Don't
whatever,
know.
It doesn't matter. Okay, anyway. Anyways, so
Riz. Riz has been named Oxford's. Anyway, Riz has been named Oxford's 2023 Word of the Year, beating out contenders such as Situationships and De-influencing, and the word Swifty. Which is funny. But it says, yeah.
If you read that list,
this definition,
to a Victorian
though,
child.
Riz, noun. The Gen Z slang term and Oxford's 2023 Word of the Year is derived from charisma. The word refers to style, charm, or attractiveness, or the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner. Something
they
kinda I
nailed
lack.
It.
No.
Something I've been radiating.
Sticking out your tongue for the Rizzler. He's so
We were.
I don't even know
somebody
word.
At the at Friendsgiving just said it. The we'll scream the original one. It was like sticking out your tongue for the picture or whatever. And then one of you, I think it was you or maybe Damien and Avery, and our
we
collection
all.
Of
it
you
was
guys
a
were
collab.
Like, yeah. Tongue for the reason.
No, Big Jeans looked at me and was like, "You're so pretty. You're yeah. so popular." I was like, "Ew, stop." It was so funny.
Big Jeans still hasn't asked me out. I just need to get that out.
Yeah,
I feel
actually,
like we haven't
new episode.
I feel like we haven't given a proper update.
Like, okay, now that he's probably like not listening at this point, he hasn't asked her out yet.
I don't know what the vibes are. Like, I think he's going to, but also I don't know. But also I'm kind of just like vibing at this point and like I don't really care. But also
I'm
like
here for
if
the
he
ride,
doesn't.
Baby.
I am because my thing is like I know he's not seeing other people, nor does he want to. Like, I don't think it's like a, oh, like, I can't commit to you because I need to keep my options open.
No.
Like, it's not that. Like, so.
I think maybe.
I might sound like a dumb bitch, but at the same time, I'm pretty comfortable because I'm just like, I know he's not seeing other people. He doesn't want to see other people. He's not seeking out other people. From what I've heard and seen from him, friends, everybody, he is mine. And even his friends. The comments yeah. from his friends.
Yeah.
Two of his friends within like days of each other came up to me and made it. We're talking like blah, 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 Big Jean's girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like I feel like he's at the stage now where he's maybe brainstorming how and when
yeah.
he's going to ask you or like maybe he wants to like get through the holiday. I don't know.
I don't really
but
know.
But you guys just cooked a Friendsgiving for his and your friends.
Yeah.
You are dating.
Thank we you. Bought a Christmas tree together and decorated it together. And then cuddled up and watched a movie underneath the Christmas lights after.
And he they were talking about some girl that he used to be with. And he literally said to Christina, like, oh, but even if she were to text me now, it doesn't matter because I'm with you. It,
yeah.
Like, literally insinuating, like, I'm exclusive with you. If yeah. anyone were to do anything, I am with you. So it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
He yeah. So it was like, so I am, so it was very interesting because I was like, I'm going to put like kind of a timeline on it. Like after the new year, if he doesn't like make it official, I'm going to have to like give him an ultimatum, which I don't want to do. Like, I don't want to give you an ultimatum for you to know if you should be with me or not. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. But then I had a reading with Catherine, psychic, this week, and she gave me, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but she gave me some insight. And she really emphasized that she thinks that I should get the idea of a timeline out of my head. She's like, I don't think.
And I agreed the second you said that. I was like, I 100% agree.
Yeah. So I don't know. So I'm kind of just rolling with it. It would be different if like I thought that maybe he was seeing other people.
100%.
And like all this stuff.
I think a lot of what you would do in other situations kind of goes out the window with Big Jeans because he's a very unique dude.
God, I wish, like, because people that are like just listening to the podcast, like they don't know him as a person. So on paper.
Yeah.
It looks terrible.
I've learned the older I get that it really does. It was like when a lot of things were happening with Work Bay and I would be telling people and I'd be like, oh, but I promise he's a good guy. Like, it just like it's hard to explain sometimes to people like someone's personality. So
yeah. And obviously I know so many people are like, oh, men are the same and you got to do this and that. It's very situational. Not true. Yeah, absolutely not. But whatever. That's a different conversation. Anyways, though, the word of the year is and then situationship and de-influencing. Hilarious. If you tried to read that to somebody like a few years back, they would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Happening. Yeah.
In other news, let's talk about Diva is down. George Santos. Diva down.
No. Okay. So George. Okay. Where do we even
I will start it off.
Yeah.
This is another Potter GNT. And listen, I kept seeing this on Twitter over the past few weeks, kind of like things going on here and there, hearing things. And then our friend Dakota was like talking about it in the group chat. And like.
No.
He wasn't
just talking about it in the group chat. He sent a video of George Santos being like leaving whatever where he got expelled from Congress. And he just says, Diva down. And
Diva down.
We have a group chat with like 10 people in it.
Diva is down in Diva town.
And yeah. Like, and the name of the group chat has been cunts for months. And out of nowhere, Dakota just changed it to Diva town.
Diva town with like a unicorn.
Like all, I'm just like, what is going on? Like,
what is happening? But anyways, for those of you that are like, what the fuck is going on? George Santos is a member of Congress who represents Long Island. Is a diva. He's the first openly gay Republican member of Congress.
Which
is interesting.
Love that juxtaposition of gay and Republican.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Gay Republican. Obsessed. Do they balance each other out? I don't know.
I know a few.
You be
it's
the
actually
judge.
Really unique.
Yeah, it's a unique. Yeah. It's a unique.
You're voting
blend.
Again. Okay, never mind. Actually, never mind.
Then, like, you know, some would say some of his actions are bad. Others would say they're cunty. So, so this is all alleged.
You say bad, I say cunt.
Yeah, you say bad, I say cunt. It's all alleged, but. He is getting expelled from Congress or got expelled from Congress after like a bunch of lies. Okay. And I'm going to just, we thought we'd bring this up on GNT because it's fucking hilarious. Okay. Some of the things on this list.
Like, I'm sorry. It's
all
funny.
Right. It's giving what's her face and Adele B. Like,
reporting live from the White House, Lily and Christina. Like
number one, lied about being on Hannah Montana.
Like me too.
Claim that he was on Hannah Montana. Everyone. He wasn't.
That's fine.
Who's realistically going to look that up? If I go up to somebody and I go, yeah, I was an extra on an episode of The Suite Life on Deck.
Like, don't fucking question me about it.
They wouldn't even.
Ooh, that's going to be my new night out lie.
Yeah.
That's my new thing. Yeah. I was an extra on Disney Channel. Every show I was in it.
Every show. Living Life with Derek.
Yeah.
Like, I was on.
Holy
I was on it.
Shit. That just like, that was a deep cut. That was a deep cut.
I was actually a voice actor on The Emperor's New Groove. Remember that one?
Whoa.
Yeah. Bet you don't remember that. Anyways, he also allegedly spent his campaign money at Sephora, Hermes, on Botox and OnlyFans subscriptions.
What else are you supposed to do with that money?
What else would you spend it on?
Botox is expensive. Botox is pricey.
OnlyFans?
Expensive.
It's unique content. You're not getting that on Pornhub.
It's necessary. And Sephora is a need, not a want. So.
Sephora is for the girls and he's part of the girls.
Yeah. Seems yeah. like he's one of the girls.
He also claimed that he went to Baruch College and NYU Stern. He simply didn't. He also claimed that he worked at Citibank and Goldman Sachs. And once again, he simply didn't.
Me on my resume. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
Kidding.
And to wrap that up, in recent days, such as today, he announced that he will be doing cameos for $200 per video. So if anybody wants to buy a cameo from Cunty George Santos.
What if we got one for Dakota?
That was the first thing on my mind. What if everybody, we all came together, just put like $20 in, the whole friend group, and just bought Dakota a George Santos cameo?
Wait. That would be the funniest shit.
I would put the cameo.
What's up, Diva? Hey, Dakota. Like, oh my God.
We like convince him that Dakota's insert name is actually cameo Diva. Here.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up, Diva? Like,
oh my.
We're getting God. Ideas.
Oh my God.
Ideas. The other thing for Janty is the drama with the Golden Bachelor, which I think I said on the show before that I really wanted to watch the Golden Bachelor at the beginning of the season, and then I just simply didn't. I just kind of kept forgetting about it. Maybe I'll go back now that the finale, now that all of it's over.
It looks cute. I just don't think I want to sit through the whole.
I don't know. It depends for the Bachelor. I originally was like, I don't think I'm a Bachelor girl. And then I got into the Bachelor like a year and a half ago when I was doing the Vile Files. Because I kind of had to. And so I got into it. And then I was like, I love this.
Oh, really? You love it?
I was like, well, I watched Matt James' season because I'm friends with Matt. And then
I had to tell you. I meant to tell you this. A girl at my agent. We're signing this girl. I work at a modeling agency. And she came in. And I was like, kind of looks familiar. But like, whatever. She's just like kind of big on socials and whatever. And we're talking forever. And I'm like trying to figure out where she got her fucking following from. And I'm like digging. And she's saying, yeah, a few videos on fire, blah, blah. And then she very casually is like, oh, I was on the same season as Kit Keenan for The Bachelor.
Wait, which girl?
She got left in the first week. Her name's Alicia something. I'll show you her.
I need to see a photo because I watched this whole season.
But I was like, oh my God. That's insane.
Pull her up.
She just like didn't mention that. Like I was sitting with her for an hour talking, like figuring out where she got her.
I mean, I guess because she left in the first week, she didn't think it was like.
She was trying to be like, also she was trying to be like chill. Like, yeah. Humble.
Interesting.
She was super nice. She was
like. Let me
see
her. Oh, yes. I remember her. Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a professional ballerina.
Yes, I remember her. Oh, her what a cutie patootie.
Insane. Yeah.
I watched Matt's season. And then, which, by the way, guys, this is so random. I have, like, the weirdest history with Matt James. Like, we're homies. Because I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show before. But I met him when Tyler Cameron was The Bachelor. And I knew nothing about Bachelor Nation. But I was doing Lily's Dying.
Yeah, I'm like have a tickle in my throat.
I was doing a meet and greet at Insomnia Cookies. And right after my meet and greet ended, Tyler Cameron's meet and greet started at a different Insomnia Cookies location. So I was at the meatpacking location doing my meet and greet. That ended. Me and the Insomnia team's cookie.
You get a good turnout for that?
Me. Yeah, it was. I took a picture with all the girls. It was so cute. It was like a pajama thing. So you had to come in your pajamas. It was adorable.
What the fuck? That's so cute.
Yeah, it was so cute. Me and the Insomnia Cookies team like wrapped up. And then we went to the Upper West Side for Tyler Cameron's meet and greet. And at the time, he was a bachelor, obviously. So there was like a shit ton of girls there like waiting to meet him. And his friend and roommate was just kind of like standing to the side, and like so I'm like shooting the shit with him, just like talking to him, whatever, blah blah blah, like not really thinking anything of it, whatever. Like 2 years goes by, 3 years maybe, and I get invited by some friends to do a bachelor watch party, like a girl's bachelor watch party. It was one of Paige's friends, and so Paige was like, oh, come with us, whatever. And I'm like, I'm not really like updated with the Bachelor. We're like, sure, whatever.
I don't think I realized this.
Yeah, I go to this girl's apartment. We sit down. We order Chinese food. We start watching The Bachelor. And I go.
That's my friend Matt.
I go, well, at this point, like, we don't follow each other on Instagram. Yeah. Like, it's like, we're just, like, shooting the shit at this Insomnia Cookies thing, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. And I'm like, God, he looks so familiar. And then one of the girls is like, oh, he's best friends and roommates with Tyler Cameron. And then I go, wait. I met him. I had a whole kiki with him outside of an Insomnia Cookies in 2018. Like, yeah. And what then. Fuck?
Now he's the fucking Bachelor.
Yeah. And then like a year after that, we both ended up at the same Amazon holiday party. And I was like, there's no way this guy remembers me. He remembered me right away. Went up to him and God. I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. Cuts me off. He's like, yes, you're the girl from Insomnia Cookies.
I was like, you're memorable.
I guess so.
You are memorable.
But yeah, and then that was the day that I got the video for Hannah and Iman of him. You remember?
Yes.
And then I
didn't see him. That was legendary for them.
Yeah. And then like the next year, the Amazon event rolled around and I didn't see him. But then this year it rolled around again and I'm there with Paige and we're walking around and all of a sudden I see him like going like this. And I'm like, is he waving at me? And he's like, yes, you. And I was like, oh, there's my alarm. LOL. And I, so I'm
like,
I go,
oh, the bachelor is waving me down right now. Like,
so then I go up to him and he's like, oh my God, how have you been? Because after the first Amazon event, we followed each other. And I think I sent him bitchy merch back in the day.
Why don't
too.
We tell Big Jeans that the bachelor himself has flagged you down? Like, you know, if you ever just need to like put him in his place, just let him know.
He's in a very committed relationship with this cutie patootie girlfriend from The Bachelor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But like,
but you know. just like play it up.
Yeah.
Play it up for him. Yeah, totally. I get that.
Know that.
Right. He doesn't need to know. I actually did ask him at the Amazon event. I was like, because he moved. He doesn't live in New York anymore, but he comes to New York all the time. And I was like, dude, when you're in New York, come on Genotoxic. And he was like, oh my God, absolutely. So we could totally get him on.
Let's get
so
the yeah, bachelor
maybe we'll get Matt
on.
James yeah. on.
Sounds good to me.
Anyways, though, back to The Bachelor. Oh, yeah, so I watched his, and then I also had to watch Clayton's season because I did the finale recap for Clayton's season on the Bile Files. Anyways, so with The Golden Bachelor for this week, the drama, so this is, like, all alleged, but basically some news outlet put out this article basically, like, trying to, like, cancel The Golden Bachelor. I honestly think this is, like, kind of, like, stupid, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. Half of it is stupid. Half of it is like, we'll see. Basically, his whole shtick, apparently the Golden Bachelor guy that like he really like played into is the fact that he hasn't dated in 45 years. Okay. That was his whole like shtick that like once his wife passed away or whatever, he hasn't dated in 45 years. And it was like part of like his emotional like draw and like all that stuff. Turns out that was a lie because he dated somebody for 3 years, 1 month after his wife passed away. And apparently he also had multiple romances during this time. But the big drama that everybody's freaking out about is this woman, I guess, like came forward and was talking about him and the woman that he dated for 3 years. And she had some things to say about how he treated her during that time, which she says that this is once again once alleged and also kind of just like a cliff notes that we have, which is he got her to move to Iowa, and then when she moved he like demanded rent money of her. She asked him to go to like some reunion in which he said that he's not bringing her quote unquote looking like that, aka pointing Jesus out Christ. Her body because like she gained weight.
Fucking dick.
I know. And then he also gave her only 2 weeks to move out when they broke up. And then she broke her leg during that time carrying stuff. And he was trying to claim that she did it intentionally to like stick around.
Yeah.
And
well,
stuff.
That's just psychotic.
So,
I don't.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is true that. Or not. Like I said, this is all alleged. But yeah, people are basically just like up in arms about it. Because they were like, oh my God, the Golden Bachelor, he's so pure, he's so sweet.
Well, that
like,
was the that. Whole bit, was that he was
yeah,
so
everybody's,
innocent.
Yeah, exactly. People are up in arms because of that.
That it was a wholesome series.
Yeah,
and
I mean, if that's true, the way he treated the woman, then that's bad and everything. My whole thing, though, is this dude is in like his late 60s, early 70s. I think he's like 71 or something. Like, do we really care? Like, what? This old ass man. Like, do we care?
Did this happen allegedly like decades ago? Is that what it?
Yeah, well, he claims he hasn't dated for 45 years. So basically since his wife passed away.
When he was about
and then
30,
this
then.
Is saying that he got into that 3 year relationship in his 1 month. 30s? 1 month.
So this
after
would have happened
his,
like in his 30s though.
Yeah. I suppose so. I don't know.
Okay, well then Jesus it's like, Christ.
It's like it's
people.
Been, yeah.
Come on. That's where cancel culture
so
and
it's like
this bullshit annoys
yeah.
me.
Obviously, I'm all for, you know, we're all for girls supporting girls. And, you know, if what this woman's saying
of
is
course.
True, then, you know, but it's also, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It just kind of seems like a little like, I'm going to get my 2 seconds of fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? Even if it is true, like, let's say he made comments about her weight and like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He could be a different person now. It's been 40.
Yeah, if it's been like a fucking decade
it's
or
more.
It's been
40 years.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you...
Yeah.
What?
Like, I think... I don't know. I gotta check this. But I think it was Eli Rallo, actually, that made a TikTok about this. And she was like, people are trying to cancel The Golden Bachelor right now. I think this is so stupid. Why are we trying to cancel The Golden Bachelor?
Yeah,
like
what
this is like... who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's where people lose me.
Yeah. So that is that. That is G&T. That is a toxic thing of the week. We were going to do an actual episode on attachment types, but it seems to have turned into an hour-long kiki.
I knew it like 30 minutes. I was like, oh, I know yeah, this
if
is
we
going.
The thing, though, too, is the episode isn't like the episode topic. It's not like it's not short, but it's not long, but it's long enough that if we talk about it, it's going to yeah. drag us into probably the 2 hour mark. And it's just like not.
Yeah.
Not.
It's already nine.
Like. Yeah, but you got to think about it. This recording right now, it says we're up to, obviously it'll be a little bit shorter for you guys, because it says we're up to an hour 15, but this does not include like yeah, the 20 minutes we yeah. spent with
it was
girly
a long
pop.
Call-in too.
Yeah. So yeah, so we are, speaking of call-ins, so yeah, since we don't have the actual episode and we just did the Friendsgiving Kiki and we hope you guys enjoyed that, but we're going to get into gin and tips and then we will come back for the outro, so enjoy. All right, guys, we are going to get right into gin and tips. We have another caller on the line.
On the line.
And, you know, this has been very fun. It's
more
been very
tea to
fun.
Be spilled.
Yeah, and today we got like a little bit from you through the Instagram DMs and we're going to get more. This is definitely a little bit of an interesting one today, so take it away, you know, age, and then go off with your situation. Let's hear about it.
Okay, I am 23 years old, and recently I came across a little bit of a weird situation. So one of my good friends passed away a few months ago, and I think her boyfriend asked me out.
Why do you think he asked you out? First of all, I'm so sorry about your friend, but why do you think he was asking you out, like in a romantic way, I would assume, right? Like, let me take you on a date.
Yeah, so like, that's where I'm kind of having like the issue. So we were like a little friend group, like a bunch of us. And since her passing, we did a little get together, and the entire time, like even my other friend who was there was saying like, he's making weird comments towards you, weird gestures. Like they're like, you know that game, the voting game?
No. What is that?
No. Okay. So it's basically a game where like, say I'd be number one, Christina two, Lily three. And it asks a question and it'd be like, who's most likely to get arrested? And you hold up the number card.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we were playing that. And there was a lot of like interesting questions. I won't get into detail. And I was constantly being voted for, and he would like make weird like faces and like winking and like, I don't know, just very like flirtatious commentary during some of said cards. After we were leaving and he was like, hey, said my name, want to go out to the car? Like I can walk you out to the car. So I was like, okay, slay. And we walked outside and like, great dude. Love him. Always have. Like, I've known them like 3-ish years now. Just such a all around great guy. And we walk out to the car and we were like talking for a little bit. Like, I'm not going to get into too much detail. And then he was like, you know what? Thank you so much. Like, you know, you've been so like very there for me. And like, I know you're struggling with this too. Like, when are you free? Like, can I take you out to dinner? Part of me was like, maybe he's just being nice and like understands that like we're dealing with the same thing. But at the same time, when I spoke to my friend about it, she was like, no, I think that's let me take you out because of the commentary he was making throughout the night.
So, okay. I have a few questions coming to mind.
Go for
it. How long was your friend that passed away dating him for? Were they like really like deep in it? And then also, did you pick up for four years?
4 years.
Oh.
They were together like 4 years. However, when my friend got sick, it obviously put a very big strain on their relationship. I kind of felt like the middleman, because I love her, I love him, and like they were both like shooting things at me, like
okay, wait, and how long ago was it that your friend passed away, and when did this happen?
3 months ago she passed, and
very recent.
Yeah, and this happened 2 weeks ago.
Wow, this is a weird situation. Has he texted you anything, or has he tried to talk to you in between?
We never really like talked beforehand. Like it was mostly like my little like girl gang. Like we all like, we have like little group chat, and occasionally he'd pop in and be like, hey, it's me. Other than when we all hung out, we never really had like a relationship other than that. But like I said, I've always loved him. He's a great dude. He was like, text me when you get home, like whatever. And I texted him, I was like, hey, like I'm home. Like it was great seeing you. Hope you got home safe. And he then reiterated the whole, you're the best. Thank you for everything you did for me. Like, I'd really love to see you again soon. Like, continued with that. Like, and I tried to like, not shut it down, but kind of like.
When he said it to you in person, what did you say? And then also when he was texting you about it, what did you say?
Okay, so when he said it in person, so it was literally, we were standing outside. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I was freezing my ass off. So I'm standing there, like, my teeth are chattering. And he was like, you know, I want to see you again. So I was like, okay, like, can I take you to dinner? And then I was like, oh, well, you don't need to do that. Like, I kind of, like, tried to, like, brush it off. And I was like, I have a feeling I'll see you, like, around Christmas time. Because we generally, our friend group does something for Christmas, too. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll see you. He gave me a hug. We walked away. And then when he texted me, I was just like, oh, yeah, like, that'd be nice. Like, we can get together soon. And then he texted me. He was like, yeah, that'd be great. And then silence, radio silence for, like, 5 days now.
Okay, so you haven't spoken to him since?
No, because I feel like it's weird to text him again because, like I said, we didn't really text to begin with.
Wait, and what was your friend was, like, adamant about? She thought that he was trying to, like, lay something on you, or, like, what was the friend saying?
Yeah, so, like, there were a lot of cards in that voting game that were, like, sexual, and it just kept getting shot back at me, and, like, my best friend was with me, and, you know, we, like, you know how best friends are, you have, like, the inside knowledge, you know each other better than anyone, so, like, there'd be a comment, and she'd, like, flip up her card, and I'd start laughing, and he would be like, what did you do? And I was like,
was he voting for you on those, like, sexual?
All the time. His girlfriend, my friend who passed, we were, like, very, very, very similar people. So, like, he made a comment about that as well. I don't remember in the way that he worded it. My friend, I texted her afterwards, and I was like, did you realize that? And she was like, yeah. Like, that was just very, like, and, like, she said, she was like, even when we were all, like, hugging each other goodbye, like, she got, like, a, hey, good to see you hug. And I got, like, a hug, like a rub on the back, like a long hug, you know.
I'm very torn on this one
because the way he asked you to dinner makes it sound a little bit more casual, but the game makes it sound a little bit more.
That's why I'm so torn. And like when I said to my friend, she was just like, I take it, like, you know, one of two ways. My friend was like, A, it is weird, you know, and it's also very soon if that is the case. But also, God forbid I were to pass and I was with this great person.
I think you said in your message, you'd rather them be with somebody that, like, you love than, like...
Exactly. Like, if I was with someone, I'd rather, and I passed away, I would be so happy knowing that they were with my best friend.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So what do you feel like you should go to this dinner? Or, like, are you just, like, totally... Wait, first of all, are you even into him?
This is where I feel like a really bad fucking person. Every time I talk about this, like when people, like my friend asked me, I'm just like, I think I just have so many toxic past guys that I'm not used to. And he's adorable. He's like a teddy bear. He's like a big hairy teddy bear. But like, not that I'm into him, but I'm not like against it, if that makes sense.
Right now, what are you trying to gauge? If you go to the dinner or not, or if like what you should do overall? Like, I feel like the first stepping stone would be, do you want to do this dinner or not? I feel like if you want to do the dinner, then you should, and then maybe gauge it. I feel like right now there's not enough concrete, like, information to know if it's something that is, yeah, if it's a date or if he's like, because it might very well just be like, you know, obviously they were in a relationship for 4 years. He knows that you were close to her and that you guys were very similar in ways. So it might just be his way of like staying connected to her.
Also, if
you
it
know?
Was a date, I feel like he would have replied and been like, yeah, are you free this Friday?
Or
like,
that's okay. Exactly. That's where I'm thinking, like, maybe it was more casual because it was like, I think it ended on like, he was like, oh, like, I'll let you know, like, I'm working this week, but I'll let you know, like, if I'm free the weekend. And I was like, okay, cool. But there was no follow-up, which makes me think maybe it was more casual. But at the same time, I feel weird because we never hung out
prior.
Exactly.
What I honestly feel, which could be wrong, obviously, this is just my opinion. I feel like it's leaning casual and it's leaning casual, but
there's always potential.
Yeah, but there's potential. And I also think obviously, because like you said, you guys are very similar. He kind of wants like, you know, to hold on to that. And he wants like, you know, the girlfriend's unfortunately not in the picture anymore. And you're like, you know, besties with her and you guys share similar traits and stuff. So it's kind of like, you guys do have each other at the end of the day. That is what it is. It could turn into something more. But I do think I feel like if you want to gauge it and if you want to go to dinner with him, if he brings it up again, then sure, go for it and see. I feel like there's just not enough info right now to determine if it's going to be romantic or not. Say you go on, you know, go to dinner with him and it, you know, after that, it would be more clear as day if this is something trying to pursue romantically or not. Then you could kind of, you know, think about it and whatnot. But even then, I would tread a little carefully because 3 months is very soon.
Very soon. That's what I'm saying. Like, if this was like 4, 5, 6 years down the line, I would feel so different about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, that's what I was thinking the same thing. Like if, you know, like I said, I'm probably going to be seeing him within the next month because we typically do a Christmas thing and if the topic comes up again, then maybe I will. But like you said, I feel like a lot of it is the comfort. I feel like it's he knows that we're very similar, that you know, I'm there for him and that I understand like this has been a rough almost year by now, and like I feel like he feels that comfort.
How did he seem when she passed away? Like how was he?
There was a lot of issues between him and then the family. This would be 6 hours long if I got into that, so I'm not going to do that. But there was like a lot of animosity. You know, when she got sick, there was lying, there was all this stuff that was just really horrible. And when she ended up passing, he went silent for like a month. Then, you know, me and my friend group reached out. We were like, we want to get together. Like, you know, things have been shitty. Things have been weird. Like, we want to get together like we used to. And, you know,
everybody deals with, you know, grief in their own ways. And he probably was just like, shut everybody out. He might have shut everybody out. And now that you guys are like, hey, like, let's do something and let's get you out of this and whatnot. Now he's like excited that like he has like this like circle again of people that have gone through essentially the same thing that he has. And so, you know, he's leaning into that pretty heavily.
It's like, it's so back and forth. Like, my head is like a freaking pinball machine. Like,
yeah, exactly. I think it's like I keep saying over and over again, I just think it's a lack of information. I think it's soon. I think it's a lack of information. And yeah, I say don't really give it too much mind right now unless he brings it up again. You know, let's go out to dinner. Let's do something. Then in that case, you could gauge if you want to go or not. And if you do go, it just seems like maybe you might be, you know, you're teeter tottering.
Keep my walls up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe keep your walls up a little bit. And, you know, you, like I said, being on, you know, being, I don't want to say being on that date, just being at that dinner, feel it out a little bit more and see where he's at. And then that's, you know, if it turns out you're like, okay, this guy's definitely into me romantically, then you could kind of go from there. Because right now we don't like, we don't want to jump to conclusions and be like, this guy's definitely into you romantically. We got to figure out. Like we literally, he hasn't texted you in 5 days. We don't know.
I want to text him again to kind of like, not bring up the dinner thing again, but kind of just like, because we're starting to plan this whole thing for December and he's been silent again. So like, I want to like message him again. But again, I'm just like, I don't want to be
in a group chat not replying.
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe if you guys are planning something, just like you could be the one.
I kind of want to be like a, hey, is everything okay? Like, I haven't heard from you type of thing.
Yeah. And be like, are you coming in December?
I think that would be fine.
You could just, I think that's like innocent.
I just don't want him to take it as he thinks I'm, you know, being too much.
I don't think that's being too much, especially if he's supposed to part of these things. If you're just like, hey, how are you been? Yeah, and be like, are you coming to this thing or whatever? I don't think he's, you know, gonna think too much into it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, this was great. Thank you for all of this. This is wonderful. And yeah, best of luck. Keep us posted. Make sure to like DM us any updates.
Oh, I will.
We share the updates. Yeah, we love it. All right. Well, that was fun. Gin and tips was fun. Very interesting one this week.
Yeah.
Let us know, obviously, what you guys would do. I mean, complicated. It involves a death of a good friend. Jeez, it's Louise. A lot. But anyways, we love you guys. Make sure to go follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Gin Toxic Podcast. You could go find us on our personal social medias, always linked below. And make sure to DM us Lily's dying again. Make sure to DM us your submissions if you want to be a call-in for Gin and Tips. Just DM us, tell us your age, and give us a little blurb of what you got going on, and we will usually hit you up. We record on Monday night, so we will usually hit you up over the weekend, or maybe even on Monday, which has been the track record recently because I keep forgetting on Sundays.
You know us.
You know us. Always messy, never organized. It's part of the show. All right, we love you guys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Fuckers. You little shits.
Imagine I just like start like